He's the president of your Toronto Blue Jays, Paul Beeston. Paul, thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
No problem. How has this run been for you personally? How much satisfaction are you getting out of this run?
Well, I think I'm getting the same satisfaction that all the fans are getting. Ultimately, anybody I think is in the game is a fan of some sort. And since Alex made all those deals at the end of July, I think we all got on the bandwagon as the team started to improve, and we all enjoyed what was happening. We rode the roller coaster up and down. It seemed like we were having some fun, and then we lose a game or two, wonder if they win again. But ultimately, it was just a terrific 2 months, which I think we all enjoyed. So, when you look at the body of work that he's done over the last five and a half years, and see it come together right now, and see the fans buy into it, and see the players. I mean, I think it gets down to the players. The players really have enjoyed the interaction of the fan and the support that they're not only getting in the stadium, but getting on the street, getting really across the country, and getting from television. So, it's been A, rewarding, B, fun, and C, the fun has just begun.
Yeah, it has, and it's going to get amped up to a crazy degree on Thursday. Paul, you mentioned the fans and hearkening back to 22 years ago. I'm sure a lot of people are going back to 22 years ago and trying to think about what they were doing, what they can do to kind of replicate the feeling of 93, whether that's wearing a hat a certain way, superstitions. Did you have any superstitions? Did you watch the games a certain way in 93? And can you do that again on Thursday?
Yeah, sure. There's no question about it. We're not going to change the way we drive to work or the clothes that we wear, the hair that the way we comb the hair. I mean, there are all kinds of things that we all have superstitions doing. Some are less superstitious than others. But this is completely different than 92 and 93 because starting about 1983, we started to become a pretty good team. 84, we were a good team. 85, we were in the playoffs, and it was kind of drifting up with a lot of excitement, but ultimate failure every single year until 92 and 93. And so, there was always this growth to a point where he wanted to win, but there seemed to be something that stopped us. Then we won in 92 and 93. This was just a spike. I mean, all of a sudden, we were a team that was 50 and 51, and next thing I'm going to make this up, we're 60 and 51, and then, we're 65 and 53, and it just kept on going, and wow, we've taken an 8.5 game deficit to the Yankees, and now we're 3 games behind, and we're going into Yankee Stadium. There were all those things, and everybody seemed to grasp and say, yes, can it be for real? And you started to look at the team, and you said, this is not a good team. This is a very good team. I mean, it's got an ace pitcher. It's got some of the premier players of the positions in the game. Oh, it's got power. It's got defense. And, man, they seem to like it. And they seem to like each other. And, it was an easy team to like.
President of the Toronto Blue Jays, Paul Beeston, joining us here on Dean Blundell and Company. Paul, you talk about those blockbuster moves made by Alex Anthopoulos. What was your reaction when Alex is on the other line going, hey, Paul, we just got Troy Tulowitzki, need the okay. Hey, we're about to get David Price. What do you think? Did you look at your phone and go, seriously, Alex, you did this?
Well, I must admit, I mean, the first one, Troy, when he got him, I didn't think that was going to happen. That had been talked about since the last winter meetings, and it had been talked about 2 or 3 weeks prior to it was actually consummated. But at the very end of the day, when it came down, I said, man, it was not one that I was surprised at, to be quite honest with you, because it had been around. But I also didn't think it was going to happen. And one of the things that has been lost in all of this is the job the scouting and the development staff have done. It's one thing to have money, but these weren't acquisitions. These were trades. And, so this wasn't going into the free agent market and saying, we've got more money than you, and, our bank account's bigger than your bank account, and we're going to bring you here. This was one where you had to have the players so that it could go the other way. And with all the deals, and whether it is Revere, whether it is Lowe, whether it is Pennington, and then the big ones, I mean, there were a lot of players that had been A, drafted, B, developed, and C, were part of the deals. And so, you have to give credit to the entire organization, but the answer to you is yes. I mean, how it was coming together was one thing, but the way that it comes in such rapid fire style, was Troy Tulowitzki on a Tuesday. It was David Price on a Thursday, and then Friday before the trade deadline, which I think was at 3 or 4 o'clock. I'm not 100% certain when he finished the ones for Ben Revere, which helped us in defense and helped us obviously with our hitting and solidified the position in the outfield, and then going and getting Lowe, which helped with I mean, it was like everything was done. And, you know, what took you so long, Alex?
Paul, as far as a performance standpoint, what has been the most surprising aspect of this team to you?
Well, I think that's a pretty good, that's a terrific question. I mean, you know, I think the way that, you know, you brought in so many new players and at the end and they've all come together as a team. You know, I think that what we saw with Osuna and Sanchez, Osuna came up and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he was a person that we were looking at for a starting role at one point in time. He came up and he performed like a veteran, Saturday night notwithstanding. I think that the Pilar, you know, the way he is hitting, I mean, we all knew that he could defense, but I mean, a guy you can easily cheer for because, quite frankly, you know, he's a guy who's worked his way up, you know, from being a 30-plus draft choice and getting to the major leagues, the defensive goings. You know, there were a lot of players that we knew about. We knew about Eddie's power. We knew about Batista's arm and his power. We knew about what Donaldson and those people could do. But, I mean, I think at the very end of the day, what really I think is the most inspiring is the way that the team has come together as a team. They seem to have fun, and you can be in that clubhouse and you can sense the fun, and you can sense the camaraderie, and more important than that, you can sense the trust factor. They don't get down. I mean, they don't get down, and they, you know, kind of have each other's back. So, you know, it may be only for a period of time, but right now, that's a period of time that you can sit back, admire, and say, that's what a team is all about.
And to that point, Paul, Alex has been pretty upfront about talking about this season being a learning experience for him because he wasn't sure how much team chemistry could affect the actual product on the field. And understanding the way this culture has changed has really taught him something going forward. Are you in that same boat?
Yeah, I think we were all there in the past, and I think, you know, it was there. But, you know, we got into analytics and we got into players. But, you know, there is one thing you have to remember. I mean, it's easier to be a team when you're winning. I mean, you know, like, it's a lot more fun to go to the ballpark winning. But I think the good thing about this team is you can anticipate winning. You know, if we get down by 3 or 4 runs, and even the other day we got down 9-0. I mean, you never could write us off. But what if we put a 4 or 5 spot up, which this team was easy to do, and all of a sudden it's 9-4, 9-5, and it's in the second inning or it's in the third inning. Now all of a sudden you still got a shot. So it's easy when the team has got the expectation of winning. But character means so much. It means so much in business. It means so much in education. It means so much wherever you are. You have to have a sense of pride, a sense of character, a sense of trust, and good people and good chemistry with good talent will win each time out. I mean, I think everyone can accept that now, and I think you've seen that in the past with any really good team. I mean, chemistry is a very, very important part of it. Now, you still have to have talent. I mean, any difference? You can have the greatest team in the world, the greatest guys in the world, but he ain't going to necessarily win. So you put the two of them together, then you've got the recipe for success.
He's the president of your Toronto Blue Jays, Paul Beeson, joining us here on Dean Blundell and Company. Paul, do you have a softer spot for guys on this team like a Brett Cecil, like an Edwin Encarnacion, and a Jose Bautista who've been through the tougher times with this team?
Sure, you have to. I mean, you know, and they stuck around and they signed their contracts and they wanted to be a Blue Jay, and they are a Blue Jay. And so guys that have been around for a little bit longer that you've watched, and you watch the struggles, you watch the frustration. Look, I mean, Alex's job is not just for the fans. Alex's job is just not for the owners. It's not to be for the media. There's 25 guys on the field that are the engine that drives this whole organization. Always has been, always will be. And so he has to answer for them. We've had some disappointments. And, you know, last year everyone was criticizing us for some of the decisions that weren't made at the trade deadline last year. They just didn't come together. This year they came together. That doesn't mean there was any less effort in 2014 than there was in 2015. It just didn't come together. So I would say to you, those guys that have stuck with it, those guys that have been the core pieces, I mean, you got to be happy for them. But, you know, you're happy for everyone. And I guess the best at the very end of the day is when those guys are happy and they respect what the support is, because I do really believe that what you're reading, and, you know, playing at home is home field advantage for the Toronto Blue Jays because of the support that they're getting for these fans of respecting what they're doing and the effort that they're putting out.
And you mentioned that home ballpark at Rogers Center, obviously a retractable roof, and we've been pontificating all morning about who gets the start in game 2 at home and all that. And I
heard you.
Yeah, I know. I don't doubt it, and I doubt that you're going to have an opinion on it, and you're going to leave that to Alex Anthopoulos and John Gibbons. But as far as the roof being open, that's something we're not 100% sure on, because I know during the regular season the Blue Jays have the choice at the start of the game. Then it's in the hand of the umpires. Is it entirely in the hand of Major League Baseball come postseason?
Sure it is. But, I mean, you know, like with every team, I mean, whether we have a roof or don't have a roof, I mean, the team and the league work together. I mean, whether it's with the weather office, you know, trying to get a game in and how you can do it, we have the added advantage of knowing that we're going to get the game in. That's not a question whether it rains, whether it's cold or whatever it's going to be. If it rains or cold, the roof is going to be closed, and if the weather is good, the roof will be open. So you obviously work with what the league, so that it's not a surprise or entirely in their hands. But let's say they have the final decision. Let's be honest about it. They have the final decision. But I think they take they take a counsel and take the lead from the team too. So it's collaborative.
Paul, we all know you're retiring at the end of this season, and we all hope you can retire with a World Series championship, and Mark Shapiro is your successor. Is Alex Anthopoulos going to be his GM?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, what Alex has done so far, I mean, I don't know why anyone would want him. I mean, you know, there are certain free agents, and if he's a free agent, you can't keep him. I mean, there's got to be something wrong. This guy is, he's special, and he was special when we put him in that position back in 2010. He's even more special now, because the one thing that Alex has got the capability, and you've talked to him, you've watched him, you've read about him, you've seen his interviews. I mean, he learns from his mistakes, and he's not afraid to say he makes a mistake. You person could become gun-shy after 2013. He didn't become gun-shy. He could have been gun-shy, you know, when he and some of the deals that didn't work out. But, you know, you learn from it, and, you know, what he was the one that we talked about a little bit earlier when he was talking about learning about the importance of chemistry. And, you know, not just looking at statistics and what is it that we have to do to make this a better culture, and what is it that we have to do to make it so that we've got a better opportunity to win. He's learned from it. He's coming into his prime. He's 37 years old. I got children older than him, but, you know, I watch what he's done, you know, and I just say to myself, sure, why not?
Paul, before we let you go, 92-93, was it difficult to get ahead of yourself and not visualize raising that World Series trophy over your head? And are you in the same spot this season? Are you looking? Do you have the dream? Do you wake up at night and you're in a cold sweat and you picture yourself being, you know, have the champagne dumped on your head?
Well, actually, it'll be beer. But, you know, quite honestly, no. I tell you what, the toughest part is done. The toughest part is to begin. Okay, I mean, I realize that those are opposites, but are the same thing. But, you know, getting through the league and getting to win the division championship, to put ourselves in this position, is tough. But, you know, we have really got a tough road ahead of us too. You know, the teams that are left are always good. I mean, you've always got the factors when short series, you know, a lot of things can happen. So it's very tough. So I don't think anyone looks ahead of the next series. I mean, they're not game to game. You can visualize it. You can dream about it. I mean, boy, that'd be very nice. And we've given ourselves a shot. You know, that's the key. We've given ourselves a shot. You know, we're at the dance right now, and let's see what can happen. But it's tough. So getting too far ahead is would be a mistake at the present time, because we play Thursday, we play Friday, you know, and you want to win those games. But then you go down to Texas for a couple, and we'll see what happens there. But, you know, we've got a good team. They've got a good team. The teams that are left are all good. But you know what? We'll take our chances. And like Vince Lombardi said, I was telling, give me this. Yesterday, you know, we'll play whatever time you want and whatever surface you want to play, whatever weather you want to play, and we'll show up.